BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And I'm Chelsea.
Oh, she's back. I'm sitting next to her and I'm like, oh my God, wasn't expecting that.
Crazy.
I was going to do a thing because I'm in a different room in a different house, but you've stolen my bit, Tim. So, hey, Chelsea. Hey, Tim. How are we?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty
not
good.
Bad, not
Chelsea,
bad.
How are you? Welcome to Two Brothers, One Pilot and One Chelsea.
I'm good. I've just watched a terrifying show. So,
what was that show? What have we watched this week?
We have watched Alone.
So, Alone is a real Survivor. Chelsea and I are big Survivor fans, and Jax, you were like, "How about this week we do the real Survivor, the hardcore Survivor?"
Well, yeah, because I thought it would be a really fun and interesting way to get back Chelsea as a guest, because you guys have just started up for season 41, I'm pretty sure it is, Survivor. America's still Survivor, and I've never really got into that show before, but you guys have seen all of it, so we couldn't do any kind of Two Brothers thing for it, because you'd seen so much of it and I hadn't seen any. So I was like, how about we watch the other show where people have pitched it, where it's like real Survivor, where they're out in the wilderness and it's like Survivor stuff.
Incredible.
Usually, that's why I thought, let's watch Alone.
Usually I read out a description, but I feel like Jax has just given the description of they're like out in the wilderness and stuff, and there's bears and whatnot. And the description's pretty lackluster, if I'm being honest. It's hardcore survivalists seek to stay alive in extreme locations around the world. Which doesn't really give justice to this.
So can I just pitch my own actual synopsis?
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah.
Go. And it involves, like tone. So obviously when you're reading it, you have to kind of presume this is on it. But it's like, men go out and try and be men with fire and wood and it's cold. And then they're suddenly like, fuck, this is way harder than I thought. I want to go home. And
Amazing.
Synopsis.
I would like
to, that's the whole show.
My synopsis is actually just the ad to oak milk.
Oak. Get hungry, thirsty, dead.
Chelsea, do you have a description of this show?
Oh, I mean,
is that it? Amazing. Yeah. That's good. That's a good description.
You're just speechless. I think it starts out and you almost like it's, you know, it's, it starts out and it's so dramatic. It's like, dun dun, 10 men survive. And you're like, okay. And then it gets really real, really quickly. As soon as that guy has the bears outside of his top, it's like, what is happening?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I hope people don't, you know, like look down on me. And I'm like, mate, there was two bears literally circling your tent, and then we hit daylight and it turns out you weren't in a tent. You just had like, you know, like some guy holding like a towel equivalent being like, don't look here, get naked, you know, like, and there wasn't much space. But essentially this show is 10 men in America going to Vancouver Island, and they've got some survival essentials. And they've got a camera, so they're filming themselves. They're all alone. There's no crew, apparently. There's no one there, apparently. Who knows if that's true? They've been sent to pretty much the center of Red Dead Redemption, full of bears, full of cougars. And I've played Red Dead Redemption a lot, and there's one spot in particular where you're like, man, I've got to kill a cougar with a knife in this bit. And in the game, that is almost impossible. So I can't even possibly imagine what that would be like trying to kill a cougar in real life. It literally is still giving me anxiety about this show. I hated
every second of that experience.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Do you mean of trying to kill a cougar in Red Dead because it's super, super tense and every time you die you have to go back to the town? Or are we talking about the show? What are we talking about here?
The show. It was very... It was...
hated it.
Yes.
Did you hate it, Jax?
No, I thought this was incredible. I thought this was such an intense, scary documentary slash reality TV show where they just get some crazy dudes and they're just like, you think you're tough shit? And they're like, I do. I can make a fire anywhere. Like three of them are like, I can make a fire anywhere. And all three of them in this episode are like, can't seem to get a fire.
I love it as well that the one guy who didn't seem to be that confident about making fire was the one guy who made fire.
No, but to be fair, we did get a flashback where literally all it was like, wow, look how impressive. This guy's making a fire in a fire pit and they're roasting marshmallows. How impressive is this? I just don't know really what I want from this. Apart from, like, I just don't believe this exists. I don't believe this show happened. So I guess fundamentally...
But it did. So Tim, just to stop you there. It did, though. Like, they sent a bunch of dudes out and then one of them was walking and he's like, oh shit, there's three bears in a tree. And then those bears, like, stalk him and then he quits.
Yeah, day one. It's crazy.
Like, day that one. Happened. Like, it's, we saw it.
I know.
And it's filmed so badly, there's no way they wouldn't have... Like I feel like this feels very, very real. And that's why it has a layer of, like, absolute horror and tension. You hear coyotes go, and they have subtitles being like, coyotes can maybe, you know, attack from behind.
Yeah, the like subtitles were the best part of the episode. It was like, for all the average viewer, here's a little bit of a fun fact for you, so you don't have to do the research yourself. And I suppose... it's interesting. Fundamentally, this is a very fascinating show, and I suppose the intrigue of it, of how do they survive? Some guy implied he's willing to stay there for a year. I was like, what? What? He's like, my daughter might be a year older when I get back. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You want to stay there for a year? What?
It was pretty unbelievable. And I will admit, I did Google because I was just so, flummoxed. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to use it.
Going to assume that that is definitely a word.
So yeah, I
use that word daily.
Because I felt like, I just couldn't believe it. And so I did look up and I found this database of verified cougar attacks in the US.
Oh, good and flummoxing.
To be honest, I couldn't see any there from Vancouver Island. But then I was like, oh, maybe that's on Canadian territory. I don't know. But I was like, I was looking into it. Look, fatal cougar attacks don't happen that often. Doesn't make them any less terrifying.
They mustn't be playing my Red Dead Redemption then. I get killed all the time.
They might be doing some real cheeky stuff where like 200 cougar attacks happen every year.
True. So, if there's not more than 500, they're not recorded in a certain state. so you know, we're usually all about the research on Two Brothers here, but
Two Brothers, One Research. That's what they call us at Christmas, you know.
But as far as you're aware, no one's died in the making of this show.
I actually didn't Google it, but I just think the show could not. Like, if someone died, I don't think that could happen. But this show reminded me so much of the Forrest Fenn treasure conspiracy.
Oh,
that
yes.
It was all... I don't know why I just kept thinking about it. It's like this... I mean, I don't know if you'd call it a conspiracy theory, but essentially, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of this, but I think the gist of it is that some guy in the US who was really rich because he collected antiques... hid treasure somewhere in the wilderness, and he wrote this riddle and put it out to the world and said, if anyone can solve this riddle, you'll find like $1 million worth of treasure, but it's anywhere in the US. And over the years, he's like let out little clues as to where it might be. And like he said, some people, like he gives out his email address and people can email in. I think unfortunately he might have passed away now, but people would email him and be like, this is where I looked. Sometimes he'd respond and say, like, you were within 100 meters of the treasure, like you were in the right spot. But the reason I was just thinking about it the whole time is that someone actually very sadly died looking for Forrest Fenn's treasure. I think it was a bear. again, wouldn't quote me on it, but
wow.
I think it was a bet. But people still looked for this treasure. So, I mean...
I would like a theory that it was actually a contestant on a loan that died, but they got away with it by being like, no, he was on a hunt for $1 million. We only play for 500,000, which, you know, compared to other TV series that this is somewhat reminiscent of in no ways whatsoever. And I'm talking obviously about Survivor, where you do play for $1 million. And
wow, is it really for $1 million? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome. And
$1 million US too.
And as a big, big Survivor fan, Jax, you were like, let's watch this because it's like the real Survivor. It's the one that everyone's like, oh, Survivor's like whatever, but like this is actually people being real and surviving. And I'm like, having watched this now, I now have full comprehension of what is good about Survivor, and that is truly the social dynamics of all of the castaways, or all of them together. I get no appreciation of someone on their own making the real life Jeopardy, and a bit of a local reference there, and them being by themselves actually surviving. Sure, it's called...
It is called alone. Like, it's not called, you know, we're all together, then maybe we'll be alone.
It's not called group.
Yeah, well, team building exercise.
I would love a spin-off of this show called group. There's six guys, they're all together. Will they survive together as a group?
Amazing. Amazing. And then they're all like handcuffed together. So this one, they're like divided by water or like unclimbable mountains or something. Whereas this one, it's like they're trapped, handcuffed together. Can the six men make it out?
They're there for like a year.
It's fucked.
As a group.
No, but Survivor, it's all about the social tension. It's all about the game. It's all about the challenges. And part of, I mean, originally, sure, Survivor was a social experiment about people surviving on an island, and the players that won, the players that got further, were the ones that contributed to camp, made fire, collected firewood, you know,
They made firewood.
They made firewood. It was magic. Season 4 was actually pretty magical, if I'm being honest. But this is just them surviving, and it's a completely different feeling.
Oh, yeah, no. As soon as it started, I'm like, this wouldn't have been a very good alone versus Survivor episode, which I originally picked.
Yeah,
so I'm glad we didn't do that.
I'm glad we didn't do it, because I would have been like, I've watched the whole 40 seasons, Jax. It's not what we do. But also, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Charles? You like Survivor?
Within 30 seconds of the episode starting, someone had said the word outlast, and I was like, yes! It's just Survivor, which is outwit, outplay, outlast, minus the outwit and the outplay. It's just the outlast, which, I mean, when it's just one person, I mean, you don't have to outwit, and when there's no, you know, Jeff Probst standing there giving you a challenge, you don't have to outplay. So, I mean... It's a completely different show. It's entertaining in similar ways if you are interested in survival. I think that, like, how there's no deaths, it astounds me. Like, either there is way more to those rescue teams than just a satellite phone, and that they're actually circling around, like, all the time, or they're just super selective when they're picking the people who go on the show. Like, maybe they have to have amazing survival skills to even be considered.
Yeah, for sure. This show... it's nothing like Survivor. What this show reminds me of is the reality TV show Below Deck. And I use that. And what is that? It's completely different subjects, like thematics. But what this is compared to a Survivor-type reality show is that Survivor has form, like The Bachelor. You've got certain things that happen every single episode, and that's just what happens, and it's about how the contestants adapt to what is going to happen. You know, challenge one is on day one, challenge 60 is on day 30.
Yeah, yeah.
What Below Deck is that this is just documenting what people actually did in an actual situation, and we've just captured it on camera. So Below Deck is about people on like a super fancy, expensive yacht, and they're all the waiters and the chefs, and they're trying to gain tips.
It's just a reality TV show about like expats working on, like, on the yachts of the super wealthy and, like, all of the partying and alcohol and drugs and the whole thing that they experienced while doing that, which is nothing like Alone, but I see...
And Alone is like that? How?
No, because Alone and Below Deck, they both thrive, and the reason I'm sure that they've got so many seasons is because they both are interesting because they're just documenting what's happening. They're not trying to create good content because the content that they have is engaging for its own way. I was petrified by watching this. I truly am just really scared for this, that this exists, but it is very engaging because you're like, oh my God, is this guy actually going to die? And then at the end, it like jump cuts when a guy's like amongst like a wolf pack. And it's like, this isn't True Blood. He's not going to become a werewolf. He could actually die. This is, he's not going to die because it's got 8 seasons and it would definitely have been canceled.
How do they stop them from dying? That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, what is the prevention method? Because no one's died. But, I mean, animals, like, surely it's, I mean, no one would have ever died from a bear attack if you could just go, hey, bear, and then it would go away. You know?
That's what he did. You say that, just but saying, that's exactly
hey, bear,
what he did.
Like, that was really scary.
No, it was
I guess he
terrifying.
Just knows. Like, it's like I've talked to people overseas before that like have done kind of crazy, crazy stuff where they've gone in the wilderness, they've met scary dogs in, you know, like Vietnam and like all this kind of different stuff. And they've gone, you get really big and high and, you know, I've heard so many tactics and stuff. But him just being like, hey, bear, and not even like threateningly, because I've heard that you just kind of got to act really big and like, make yourself look like a bigger animal than you are.
Yeah.
And that often can be like quite successful in situations like that. But yeah, I wonder if there is slightly more to it, but it really doesn't feel like it just because he quits. It also feels like he's holding an axe when he's in that tent.
Yeah, no, he's definitely holding an axe.
There might be later seasons where it gets kind of horrible where they like murder animals so they're not murdered. Because I don't know, I think they really pick and choose these people. Like, some of them seem pretty grisly and hard.
100%.
In terms of their, like... Well, just, they want to go and do this. Like, you have the choice to, like... You know, like, they're all like, oh, it's real cold. I can't get a fire. And I'm sitting in my house with, like, a doona on and, like, a pillow. And I'm like, yeah, it's a little chilly. I could have some, you know, a hot tea. You know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's just insane that they've chosen to do this.
I feel I don't know, I guess a closing note... I am interested to see in future seasons, and I don't know if I...
Wow, so you're going to continue watching?
Well, I mean, I might indulge guiltily.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I am interested to see if they have any women on the show as well.
That I was actually thinking that as well. Because
season 8 poster has 3 women. I just happened to see when I was Googling Alone.
Yeah, because I was like, it's interesting that they're like all men and there's no sort of like women or non-binary people. Just like, it was like, that was something that I got like, that. I mean, and obviously they're not trying to hide it. Like it's the first shot was like 10 men. So I'd be excited to see that too.
The real first shot should have been 10 straight white US men.
all have 6 guns each. Yeah. 4 of them on them at
the
once,
little boy that was like, I'd like a gun for my birthday. I'm like, get me out of here.
Oh my gosh,
and
guy,
for that reason alone, that I am not going to continue watching.
I could see him in a prison mugshot.
For that reason alone, I will.
Mugshot. Jax, will you continue watching?
Yeah, I probably will. I think it's super exciting. But because I've got the streaming service binge that's only got season 8, maybe I'm just going to start from season 8.
Wow. Which
is probably absolutely
insane. I cannot wait to hear that. And if you're like, wow, Tim for some reason out of nowhere has started talking about Survivor. Did I know that he was a fan of Survivor? He's usually talking about Desperate Housewives or keeps mentioning Shearer, I guess. I don't know. But that is because... you know, a bit of a subconscious reason why we've invited you onto the podcast today,
I think
Charles.
It was very conscious.
Yeah, it was an in-your-face reason. It was actually the only reason we had you on the podcast is because Charles and I have just created a new Survivor podcast. Charles, what is it called?
It is called Outwit,
Outplay, Outpodcast. We're in the same room, so we can rehearse that quite well. And
they did 7 takes, everyone. He's cut out 7 takes. That took ages. I made a coffee.
And essentially, We're up to season 41 of Survivor. It's back. US Survivor is back. And Chelsea and I are like, we like Survivor. We should do a podcast about this. So we're recapping every episode. We're deep diving it. We're going to talk about all of our different theories, our hypotheses. And we would love for you to check it out. You can get it on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on socials at
Outwit, Outplay, Outpodcast on Instagram and Facebook. And then our Twitter is just at Outpodcast _.
Good one.
All your friends, anyone you know who might be a Survivor fan or even a Survivor super fan, let them know.
Yes. Chelsea, we've recorded one episode. It was awesome. Chelsea said in that episode, if you happen to know anyone who's played Survivor, let them know. And I thought that was an ambitious one, which I really appreciate.
You can't win if you don't ask.
Yeah. And it's very different to this. But Survivor's incredible. If you're like, Tim doesn't have passion as much as I'd like him to, then this is the podcast for you. Or if you're like, I'm sick of two brothers having the same opinion about most things, then this is also a podcast for you because Jax is not in it.
I will say, as someone who has watched almost zero Survivor, sometimes I'll be at someone's house and they watch Survivor and I'm like, oh God, okay, I guess. I haven't watched the episode. I haven't watched any Survivor really, but I listened to the podcast. It is a lot of fun. It's great. And one of my big takeaways is that often on this podcast, I'm like, man, yeah, Tim doesn't like this show, and I really love it. That's a shame. Tim loves Survivor almost too much, one might say. As he said today when we're kicking the footy, he's like, it's my MCU, Jax. It's my MCU. And I'm like, good.
That's a savage quote. That is definitely true. That is definitely going on the socials this week. I love it. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Chelsea. And good luck with the Survivor podcast,
no
guys.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Catches. This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think I talk about Survivor a bit too much? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.